Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Midnight Audio Theater, the weekly show where we bring you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Rinella. And welcome back, folks. Hope everyone's doing well on this lovely evening in March. If you're not like me, I've got a bit of a something, so you will excuse me in my voice this evening. Tonight, we return with week 6 of our series run for this month, two back-to-back episodic stories from two audio drama production groups, Dakota Ring Theater and Final Rune Productions. But first, I'd like to say a quick thank you to everyone who showed up for our live auditions in Central Ohio. We sat in with Actors Theater of Columbus last weekend to hear any interested voices in our upcoming Midnight Audio Theater features for this year. It was a fantastic turnout of local talent, and as always, we were blown away by the number of interested folks. Thank you very much for your auditions. Now, if you didn't make it to the auditions last weekend, you still have one last chance to hear your voice heard. Our deadline for email submissions is this Saturday, March 12th at 11:59 p.m. As long as you live in the Central Ohio area, all auditions are welcome, no matter what your experience. To do so, you can send us an email with your contact info, availability for April and May, a resume if you have one available, and a sample recording. This can either be a short monologue, a voiceover demo reel, or a reading of character lines. You can find those lines as well as a reference page of story synopses at our website. Don't worry about recording quality. Just give us your best performance and record it however you can. The audio format should be either WAV or MP3. There are no other audio formats permitted. Multiple takes are also allowed if you wish, but a maximum of 3 per line should be observed. Submissions can be sent to midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com. Again, the deadline to email us is through Saturday, March 12th. Look to our audition page at midnightaudiotheater.com for more details regarding audition opportunities. Once all audition submissions have been received, we will be reviewing them the week following and hope to have a cast announcement made by the following Saturday, March 19th. So stay tuned. And that's it for the announcement. Now it's time we jump into some deep space adventures with Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander, from Dakota Ring Theater in The Plutonium Man. After that, it's episode 6 of season 1 of The Cleansed by Final Rune Productions, entitled The Crossing. Enjoy!
Ace pilot and crack gunner of the feared Quasar Corps, he found himself drifting far from Earth's heavily guarded borders in the smoking remains of a damaged starfighter. That's where I found him. I control the Far Reach fleet. It's the mission of my commanders and their interstellar rocket ships to explore, to discover, to defend. Now he's one of them, soaring beyond frontiers of the galaxy never before seen by Earthling eyes. He is...
Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander! Tonight's episode, Deck Gibson and the Plutonium Man.
Deck? Are you there? Deck, come in. Do you read me? Deck, report.
I'm here, Control.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Were you regenerating?
Sleeping.
You sound disturbed.
I was dreaming.
Is that cause for disturbance?
It depends on the dream.
And what did you see in your dreams, Deck?
Fire, Control. These days I see fire.
You are still troubled by your experience with the Quasar Corps interrogator?
Troubled. That's one word you could use. So what's buzzing out there, Control? A new mission?
Yes. Are you familiar with the concept of Metallonian life forms?
The name sparks something, but I'm not sure what. Wait. The Plutonium Men.
Plutonium Men?
It was a story back at Kadra when I was still with the Quasar Corps, about living beings made of pure plutonium of such intense concentration and magnitude that they were actually able to power their own interstellar ships. They were supposed to come from another galaxy, but nobody, at least nobody I know of, had ever actually seen one. It was all theory and vague archaeological findings.
Correct. Until now. Approximately one standard hour ago, a far-reach fleet beacon on the edge of Sector Oddjaw picked up an abnormal energy reading from a passing vessel. Like nothing else in our database. After much analysis, I have identified it as Metallonian in origin.
Outstanding. So, is this a diplomatic mission?
No, I'm afraid not, Deck. It is a rescue mission.
How's that?
From the readings, the vessel is adrift. Its power source is fading.
Meaning what?
If my hypothesis is correct, your plutonium man is dying.
Right. There isn't a moment to lose, then. If we know he's out there, we're not the only ones.
There are few with the sensor capabilities of the Far Reach fleet.
Few, including the Quasar Corps. They'd reduce this entire quadrant to space dust to get their hands on a plutonium man. Earth's own elemental resources were mined out and depleted a century ago. If they could figure out how to genetically engineer something like that Metallonian, I don't want to think about the result. Or what they'd do to him in the process. But they'll try. And they'll send Black Light Ops after him. You can bank on that.
Black Light Ops?
Covert retrieval teams. Bad hombres. They operate on the very fringe of the Quasar Corps. Squadron fighters used to tangle with them all the time when our missions crossed paths. We almost engaged in friendly fire on half a dozen occasions. They're territorial, aggressive, and think they're above any kind of law.
Then it is imperative this Metallonian vessel before these black lighters, Deck.
I'm already on my way. Far Reach 1 calling Control. Come in, Control.
I'm here, Deck.
Control, how can a man be made out of plutonium?
You're thinking in terms far too human, Deck. Your species, like 90% of biological life in the known universe, is comprised mainly of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. Metallonian life forms represent the other 10%, comprised of rare elements. They are composed of niobium, bismuth, gallium, and plutonium.
Amazing. Control, I'm approaching the energy signature of the Metallonian vessel. I'll have it on my viewing screen in a few seconds here. Holy cow. That's like no ship I've ever seen before. It's metallic, but it almost looks alive.
There are no docking protocols that I'm able to access, Deck.
It's far too big to bring onto the Far Reach One.
You'll have to use a spacesuit and rappel across on a tether to enter manually, Deck. Access equipment locker, plural Zeta.
This is the heaviest spacesuit I've ever worn, Control.
It has to be, Deck. Without the super-dense lead lining, exposure to the Metallonian environment would be fatal to humans. To most biological life forms, in fact.
Testing. Testing. Am I coming through all right, Control?
Yes, Deck. Your helmet microphone is functioning optimally.
I've ziplined from the Far Reach 1 to the Metallonian vessel. Now all I have to do is find some kind of hatch. Control! I'm being fired on! I don't have anything on my proximity alert.
No other vessel has come within range, Deck. I've been monitoring closely.
Then where's it coming from?
Deck?
I'm all right. But that one came awfully close. Could it be the plutonium man?
Metallonians would not use energy weapons. It would be like humans firing skin cells at one another.
I can't see anything.
Deck, a proximity detector would be unable to penetrate the dense lining of your suit.
So, there's someone else out here.
That is highly probable.
If I survive this, we'll have to review how exactly I ended up clinging to the hull of a floating nuclear weapon, unarmed, while someone or something fires laser bolts at me.
Deck.
I'm just saying it's something we need to evaluate, Control.
Deck.
What is it?
There's an incoming transmission being relayed off the Far Reach 1.
Originating from where?
Approximately 20 meters from your current position, outside of the Metallonian vessel.
Patch it through to my helmet microphone.
Draco? You still alive, old buddy?
Herc.
Jason T. McDowell, formerly of the Quasar Corps, at your service.
Was that you trying to pick me off this hull?
Oh, those were just a few warning shots to get your attention. Think of it as an excited hello from an old friend. Did you really think I'd kill you without making darn sure you knew whose fingertip was on the button?
You're a real pal.
So why aren't you shooting back, buddy? Don't tell me you came to this party unarmed.
I was trying to be diplomatic.
Well, ain't that the living end?
So what brings you out here, Herc?
Same thing as you, I expect. I'm here for the plutonium, man.
Figure wrapping him up in a nice big bow for the Quasar Corps will get you back in their good graces?
If I thought there was any chance of that happening, I'd have tried going back in after I set you up. How'd you manage to worm your way out of that one, anyway?
Why don't we go aboard the Far Reach One? I'll tell you all about it. Heck of a story.
I don't think so.
So if you're not trying to score points with our old bosses, and you didn't swim all the way out here just to zero me, what are you after with the plutonium man, Herc?
Money. What else? There isn't a government in the cosmos who wouldn't pay me a king's ransom for that thing in there. They might even give me my own planet to rule over.
So you're a mercenary now.
I'm a civilian. Thanks to you. A private citizen. I've got to make ends meet.
If it's work you're after, why don't you join up with the Far Reach Fleet?
I'm not sure your friends would give me the job after I burned half a dozen holes through your skull.
We've played this game before, Herc. You lost. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. But I never make the same mistake twice.
No, you don't have to. With you, once is always more than enough.
You're antagonizing him, Deck.
It worked the last time.
The last time he buried you under several raw tons of rock, as I recall.
Fine. Eventually it worked last time. He's somewhere up near the forward array. I'm going to scuttle under the belly of this thing like a crab and try to outflank him.
Draco? You still receiving? Don't tell me I tagged you with a lucky shot.
I'll be right with you, Herc.
Deck, don't move.
What is it?
The external sensors on your suit are reading a sudden energy buildup under the palm of your right glove.
It's a pressure mine. I crawled right over it. If I move off the pressure trigger, it'll explode.
I see you found one of my little surprises, Draco.
This is part of your bag of tricks, Herc?
I stuck dozens of those little buggers all over this thing's belly. I knew you'd try and outflank my position. You're getting predictable in your old age.
Well, I hate to spoil your fun, Herc, but it didn't go off.
I see that. Predictable, but not as slow as I'd hoped. Doesn't matter. You've engaged the trigger. I don't suppose you'll be moving anytime soon.
I suppose not.
Then allow me to come to you.
You have to move from your current position, Deck.
I've managed to disengage the mine from the ship's hull, but it's still live. And that just might be a good thing.
What, Deck?
I'm going to turn this little mine into a time bomb. I'm wedging a splinter from my suit in the pressure trigger. Just enough so that the trigger will push the splinter out in a few seconds.
What are you going to do, Deck?
I'm going to play a little space shuffleboard with Herc. Wait. I see him. He's cresting the belly of the hull. Catch, Herc!
Deck, report!
It worked, Control. I floated the mine at him and it went off about a meter from Herc's position.
Was he destroyed?
I couldn't tell. It definitely blasted him clear of the hull. If I'm lucky, he's shooting through space a mile away by now. Control, I've boarded the vessel. It really is like no other ship I've seen. There's no seams or bolts, no signs of construction. It's all one smooth, solid artery in here.
Metallonians manipulate everything with energy. They have no concept of manufacturing or engineering as you know it.
It's amazing. All the corridors seem to wind towards a center point. I think I've almost reached it. My energy meter is spiking past the red line. The output of this ship is unreal. And there's no containment. These corridors are flooding with radiation that would destroy an entire planet.
Radiation is to Metallonians as oxygen is to humans, Deck.
It's a hard concept to get my mind around, Control. I'm approaching what has to be the core of this whole setup. The energy readings are off the chart. If this is in a weakened state, I can't imagine what a Metallonian vessel at full power would be like.
At full power, you wouldn't be able to orbit the vessel, Deck. It would destroy the Far Reach One.
I've reached the core chamber. Oh, my God.
What do you see, Deck?
The plutonium man. It's suspended in some kind of clear chamber. It must be harnessing the radiant energy created by his form and distributing it throughout the ship.
What does a Metallonian life form look like, Deck?
It's bipedal, featureless. It's not really a man or a woman. Its body appears to be metallic, radiant blue, also gray and white. The center of its body is glowing. I have to have my vision shield down just to look at him.
That's not surprising. Its core is pure plutonium.
What is that?
What's happening, Deck?
Lights, all around me. The colors flashing. The plutonium man, too. I think they're emanating from him. Wait. It's not random. It's some kind of repeating pattern. Almost like binary code or ancient Morse code.
That must be the Metallonian form of communication. Activate your exterior translation matrix. It should be able to extrapolate and interpret the patterns.
Matrix activated. It's working.
The translation will convert the Metallonian's language into verbal communication for you.
For many hundreds of thousands of years.
Is there a way for me to answer it?
I'm afraid you aren't equipped to communicate in its language, Deck.
I'm trying some simple gestures. All bipedal beings know this one. If you have arms and a subconscious, it's unavoidable. Come on, big fella. Tell me again.
I have no name that you will be able to understand. But know that I am an intelligent creature like yourself. I come from a galaxy unknown to you. Unknown to any being like you. A naturally occurring inversion pulse struck my ship, retarding the energy that controls it, that allows me to control it. I was weakened, severely, unable to function. I have been adrift for many hundreds of thousands of years. This is how I've come to you.
Hundreds of thousands of years? Is that a glitch in the translation matrix? Is that even possible?
Metallonian life forms would not age as biological life forms. They would deteriorate, but at a rate tantamount to immortality in your terms, Deck. Barring an accident such as the one this being experienced. And yet, here he is.
I need to know how to fix you up, big fella. I need to know how to get you home.
I ask only one thing from you, whoever and whatever you are. Help me rest.
Rest? Is the Matrix interpreting that right, Control?
Analyzing, Deck.
Help me rest. Help me die.
So that's what he wants.
This existence must have become unbearable for it long ago.
I can't even conceive of all that time alone out there, unable to move, unable to do anything. I suppose I'd want out, too.
What will you do?
Don't worry. I'm gonna help you, big fella.
But who's gonna help you, old buddy?
Herc.
Don't move. Cute trick with the pressure mine. I take back what I said about your becoming predictable.
Deck, there's a ship fast approaching. No known registry. It's on an intercept course with the Metallonian vessel. I've switched the far-reach one to stealth mode, but they may be aware you're aboard.
This is the Quasar Corps Black Light Unit Reaper, speaking to the being or beings scavenging aboard the Metallonian vessel. This ship has been declared Quasar Corps property. You're under arrest. Stay where you are and prepare to be boarded.
Sound familiar, Herc?
Black Light Ops. Go figure.
You prepare a welcome for them, too?
I guess I was too busy worrying about settling our old debt.
Well then, it looks like you've got two choices, bub. Laser me and try to fend off a whole Black Light team armed to the teeth by yourself, or call a truce for the next 10 minutes and maybe we'll both come through this.
You gotta be off your rocker, Draco.
You're still not here, are you, Herc? Still back on Earth, still a straight-up-and-down lieutenant of the Quasar Corps, thinking you can take on the whole galaxy at once. Well, it's time for your first practical lesson, especially if you're going to take on me, the Plutonium Man, and a Blacklight Retrieval Team all by your lonesome.
All right, Draco. What have you got in mind?
That depends. Do you have any more of those pressure mines?
Keep it tight. Neutralize any interlopers with stun rays. No laser blasts. Remember, we're standing in one big supernuclear reactor here. Ha! I'm reading pressure mines in the corridor. These guys must think they're dealing with amateurs. Deactivate those things!
Sir, I've got a fix on the core. It's this way.
Let's double time it. I want to get this thing secured and on its way back home.
Well now, would you look at that?
What is it, sir?
That's our plutonium man, Private.
What's it holding in its hand, sir? Is that...
It's a pressure mine! Pull back! Everybody out of here now!
Bridge down now. Damage report. Did our energy shielding hold? Did any of the radiation leak through?
No, sir. Shielding is secure.
What the hell happened over there?
Unknown, sir. All of our external sensors are down.
This is Blacklight Cruiser calling Blacklight Commander. Does anyone read me? Are there any survivors?
Two of them, bub.
Intruder on the bridge.
Nobody else should try that. Fair warning.
Who are you? How did you get onto the ship?
We know a thing or two about Quasar Core security.
Now stand down, Lieutenant, and order your Razorbacks here to do likewise.
Or what?
Or we'll see what gets you first when we shoot you out the airlock. The vacuum of space, or all that radiation.
Stand down, men.
You're not much for tact, Herc, but I can't knock your negotiating skills when you decide to negotiate.
Thanks, Draco.
I guess this means our truce has expired.
I'm willing to shine it on for now. I've got an acquisition to get to market.
What acquisition? The Metallonian vessel is gone.
True. But a Quasar Core Blacklight Cruiser might just fetch as much on the open market.
So, how long is it going to take to decontaminate the Far Reach 1 control?
2 standard weeks, I'm afraid, Deck. But the radiation damage could have been far worse.
It's hard to look on the bright side. The thought of 2 weeks in this suit kind of turns any silver lining to lead.
My knowledge of human verbal word puns is limited, but I believe that was subpar even by Earth standards.
Ouch. Way to kick a guy when he's down, Control.
Do you think the hostilities between yourself and Hercules have been abated, Deck?
Hard to say. Old Herc is still finding himself out here. He may still want blood.
You were able to leave behind those aggressions? To find yourself out here, as it were?
Well, there's a difference, Control.
What's that, Deck?
I had you.
Friends and enemies, a concept sometimes as vague as the shape of space itself. The only way to define it is to rocket on, navigating on sheer instinct, exploring, discovering, defending. He is Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander.
Deck Gibson, Far Reach Commander, Episode 6, Deck Gibson and the Plutonium Man, was written by Matt Wallace and directed by Greg Taylor. Jonathan Lear starred as Deck with Leslie Livingston as Control. Greg Taylor played Jason T. McDowell. Christopher Mott was the Plutonium Man, with additional voices by Julie Cogger, Stephen Burley, Clarissa Drenetterlanden, and Christopher Mott. Your announcer was Michael Booth. This recording is the property of Decoder Ring Theater. The script, story, characters, and all other rights remain the exclusive property of their author and creator, Matt Wallace. Please join us next time for more adventure at decoderringtheater.com.
Final Rune Productions presents The Cleansed, Episode 6, The Crossing. Outside the Dweller compound, David rallies support for an attack.
of 30 families, over 100 people who joined together in the long, bloody road since leaving Bangor 15 years ago, and 20 more refugees since. Only one man would ride with me to bring vengeance upon the dwellers. One. Of the people who I fought beside, who I taught to build, who I'd known night and day for over a decade? Well, I knew them for the cowards they were. But the real soldiers? We would fight.
You still got plenty of gas, right?
Yeah, but we'll have to be fast. They'll hear us coming a mile away.
Just get me close enough to shoot.
That's the plan. We get in, we get out, destroy as much as possible.
Yes, Dave.
All right, here goes. For the refuge! For the refuge! And move! Woo-hoo!
On the river.
Everyone in the water, grab the canoe.
Moby.
In the water, damn it. Maria, grab the bow. Pull her up.
What?
Mind the rocks. They're not making new canoes anymore.
I got it.
Okay, hey, Luke, help Mark get to shore.
Okay, yeah, got it. I'm fine. Swim this river since I was a kid.
Yeah, not with a bum leg, you didn't. Prophet, you don't go far.
Did you bring a gun, Sam?
What kind of question is that? Maria, hand me the sling. What's the lay of the land here, Mark?
We're on the low part of a ridge. Up from there, we get to our camp. Then, on the far side, it slopes down again to the trail.
Which is probably where our people are.
Yeah.
All right, time to move.
Wait.
What?
What are you going to do? Our people.
I'm going to do what I have to do. Nothing more. Come on, kid.
Vengeance! Vengeance for the refuge!
Circle up! Stations!
David, where is everyone?
They're here somewhere. Just push forward. For the refuge!
Fall back! Fall back!
Keep pushing! They're not ready for us! Push! Push!
Woo-hoo! Okay, I got a beat on him.
No!
No what?
That's my father.
He's got a gun trained on my husband.
I'll stop him.
So will I.
Please.
You better move quick, son.
Oh, come on!
Maria! Maria! Come back here!
No, Mom. Come on, Mark. We gotta stop this.
Maria!
Up the ridge! Take this! It will have them!
Now! It's a Gatling!
Down!
David!
For God's sake, run!
I can take them! For the refuge! Ah!
Chris!
Stop! For the love of God, stop!
Maria!
Stop!
Listen to her! You're all wrong!
Dad!
Stop! Maria.
Mark.
Well, damn.
Mark, you still live?
Yes, Father.
And these people?
They found me.
And treated your wounds, I see. And we have...
Do we have truce?
Truce!
Truce!
Tend to your dead. Then meet us on the ridge to talk terms.
Yes. Maria, Sam.
We're here, Dad.
I can't see. My glasses were smashed when I jumped off Moby.
What the hell are you doing out here, David?
Prophet.
Don't fight, boys. We got a mess to clean up.
Hey, Mark. Mark.
Hey, wait. Are you leaving?
I'm going back to my people.
Okay.
We will talk, right?
I mean, no matter what our parents decide.
Definitely, yes. Let's talk.
Okay. Later.
He told me, after it happened, how it felt like the wind dropped from his sails.
How, when the rage left me, I felt empty. Like the fire burned through me and left only ashes behind.
You had to do it, David. Had to do something to prove you were still a man after John Prophet took everything away. And look what happened.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Chris. I'm sorry I didn't see.
Another funeral for a friend. I'm getting tired of these, David.
We can say some words. Yeah, I'll bring him back to the refuge for a proper burial.
David, we're far from home.
This is my friend, Sam, for 25 years.
I know.
Please, give me a moment.
We need you, Chief.
Chief.
We need to make a decision about Prophet. I want to hand him over to their justice. Not my job to protect him.
Yeah, fine by me.
Good. Then it's settled.
Sam, how's Maria?
She's all right.
Mom! Mom!
What?
John, he's... something's wrong with him.
Ugh, damn idiot. It's happening.
What is?
Blood poisoning. He's pushed himself too far.
So?
So, now we let him go.
No!
No what?
No, we don't. We save him.
Oh, he doesn't want to be saved.
Mom, we have to do something.
What can we do, Maria? I've done what I can. I've got a jungle first aid kit.
What about them? Surely they can do
something. What are they gonna do? They want him dead, too.
Please, Mom. You have to. He has to live.
You can explain the situation to them, Miss Bravery. You don't mind putting yourself out on a limb.
I will.
Okay, but I come too.
You're the matriarch, right?
Name's Sam.
You are brave, woman. But you don't belong in this circle. This is chief to chief.
Chief is burying his best friend right now. My girl wants to talk with you.
The girl? You found my son.
I did.
You stood up to Tully.
I did.
You're much more than a girl. What do you want?
Can you help John?
John? You don't mean the fugitive?
Yes.
Why would we do that?
He's dying.
By our law, we want him dead.
You don't. Not when you understand what he's trying to do.
We've heard all of this from him before.
And you won't do it. You won't help him?
He is a murderer.
He is trying to save all of us. You're all cowards. All of you. Just like my mom and dad.
Oh, wait a minute.
You are so worried about how it's always been, you can't handle something changing.
Hold your tongue.
I won't hold it for anyone. It hurts you to have the truth shoved in your face.
Maria.
Little girl.
Quiet, Chad.
Caitlin.
Maybe she speaks the truth.
That man is a monster.
If we are still civilized people, we will give him a trial. To let him die when we can help him is barbaric.
It's on your conscience, not mine. You can explain it to the tribe.
I will.
Very well. Maria, was it?
Yes.
This is my wife, Caitlin. She will take you to the fugitive. And Matriarch, send your chief.
You got it.
Hey, it's Lucien again. I'm with the Believers, right? Yeah, I'm looking for my friend Amos. Something strange happened during all those hymns. You ever had a dream where things were a little too real? Make you wonder when you're gonna wake up? And when you do, well, it's a hell of a relief. This was getting to be like that, only without the whole waking up part.
The Believer's Cafeteria.
Hi.
Hey, Amos! What happened to you?
Nothing.
You disappeared during the service.
I had a moment with the Lord Jesus.
They said that guy is Jesus.
I get it now. I had a good talk with Job. He straightened me out.
So you really believe all this?
Don't you, Lucien? Deep in your heart?
I'm still figuring that out.
Didn't you accept Jesus as your one true and personal savior?
Yes, I did.
So trust him, Lucien. Trust in Jesus.
Lucien. Amos.
You again.
Are you with us now, Lucien?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it. To hear that you have Jesus in your heart. Because we want you on our team, Lucien.
What do you mean?
Do you remember the weapons of the world you retrieved?
Of course.
It's time we take the fight to the unbelievers.
You're going back?
We will tell you all tonight. We have a meeting of the angels. We would like you to fight as one.
An angel? What is that?
An angel is a soldier in Paul's army. Lucien, it's a beautiful thing.
I don't fancy myself as a soldier.
You're strong of will.
Paul.
Strong of body. It is what the Lord wants for you.
I need to think about it.
Come and You can see us. Make your decision then.
Okay.
The chapel. At dusk.
This gang is so strange. So strange. Amos! Amos!
The Dweller's compound, on the way to the infirmary.
Okay, bring him through here.
Caitlin, these are outsiders.
Open the door, by my word.
Very well. Leave the gun behind.
I'll never.
Mom.
I haven't been more than 10 feet away from this since the breaking. I'm not starting now.
There's no time for this.
You don't strike me, I don't strike you. Do we have a deal?
Mom, come on.
I don't like this. Oh. My God. This is something.
1 foot thick tempered steel. The walls are a foot of concrete reinforced with rebar. No one will ever break in this place.
Homie.
It was built by a Texas oil man in the years before the breaking. Ralph Luger?
I know the name. We served as a guard unit on his convoy in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, who knows how much of his money went into this. There's an underground reservoir of oil that's lasted us the first 10 years. And since then, we've been running off a small hydro turbine he built. There's enough canned food to keep us going another decade, even if we weren't growing enough food to feed ourselves.
Sounds like Ralph had it all figured out.
I'll accept the part on getting himself here alive. He hired an army of gun nuts, ex-vets, and drifters to be his army.
Yep, I remember them.
Trouble was, when it all hit the fan, they turned on him.
Yep.
Do you remember a place in Bangor, the airport?
Sure do.
Ralph, his friends, and family all flew in the day things started really going south. And the old dwellers shut them down.
Poetic justice. Then who are you?
The families of those who did it. At least the ones smart enough to stop fighting before they killed each other off. All right, here's the infirmary.
Nice.
Unfortunately, Ralph didn't stock up on nearly enough antibiotics, but we'll do what we can. Get him on that table.
You may not want to watch this, Maria.
I'm here for the whole thing.
Have it your way.
We'll need the help. Maria, boil some water and mash up this potato into a paste. We're going to bandage it over the wound.
Yes, Caitlin.
Hot water's in the cafeteria, 3 doors down on the left. If you get any trouble...
Caitlin sent me. Okay.
Okay.
Potatoes?
We'll make a poultice. The starch sucks the plasma out of his system. It will help get the poison out.
He's some kind of witch doctor?
I was an RN back when. Oh. Ran the EMMC 11 to 7 shift. Now I have to make do with whatever we have on hand.
Hmm.
We have 100 books on old-time remedies. By now, I figured about which ones work and which ones are bogus. So let's see this wound. Oh.
I told him it had turned septic.
How long has he been out?
He was talking this morning.
I'll see what I can do. If the infection reaches his brain, it...
Just do what you can.
I've got a few herbs I can try, too, to help with swelling. Unlike our old drugs... These all depend on his spirit. If his body still has the strength to fight the infection, this will help him do it.
Still sounds like hoodoo crap to me.
We'll see.
I got some goop for you.
Thank you. You'll be amazed what this technique can do. Now we just hope it will be enough.
Dweller's compound, above ground.
Chad, they say you're looking for me.
I am, David. For all this time, we've lived as two tribes. Like primitives fighting over cows.
Yeah?
Sit. I propose we bury the axe.
Where do we start? You've ruined us.
We have men who lie dead, too.
My entire people will go hungry. You destroyed the crops. But worse, we drained our water putting it out. Winter's coming fast. We don't have the resources to get ready for it.
Then join with us.
What?
I propose from today forward we are one tribe. You know our credo.
I used to. You weren't exactly friendly last time we met.
We are warriors. But we do not love war. Those first ones, when the world first fell apart, they have killed themselves off. We, who are left, are families. So many families together are a tribe. It's as old as it gets.
Yes.
So?
So what? Aren't you disturbed that I came in here guns blazing not 2 hours ago?
We make actions based on circumstances and perceptions. The circumstances and perceptions have changed, have they not?
They have.
I would have done the same thing as you, in your position.
Maybe I would have done the same as you in yours.
So we agree.
Yes, for God's sake, let's stop killing each other and help one another survive.
My people will want to break bread with you.
Mine as well.
And there is the matter of the fugitive.
Do with him as you will.
So you will not stand in the way of justice?
I want it done as much as anyone.
Very well. Let's make the preparations.
In the infirmary.
There. I've done all I can do. Now we wait. I'll be back in an hour.
Very well. Thank you, Caitlin.
So, you knew him pretty well, huh, Mom?
I did, a long time ago.
But you hate him now. Why?
It's complicated, Maria.
Aren't I old enough to be told some complicated things?
Yes, but he left us, Maria. He went to go be a hero when people needed his protection.
That's it?
That's a big deal, Maria, for a soldier. John and I fought together for a lot of years. I didn't expect him to just disappear one day when I needed him the most.
Why, Mom?
Huh?
Why did you need him? What makes him so special that Dad couldn't do what he could do?
Maria.
Yeah, Mom?
I'm sorry. Some other time.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
What?
Oh, Christ. He doesn't even know himself.
Know what?
He's your dad, Maria.
What?
Prophet. Before the breaking, we... Well, it was scary over there, Maria.
Wait. No.
I didn't even know when he left us.
No! No!
Maria...
No! No!
The Believer's Chapel. Paul calls a council of his angels.
Lucian, I'm glad you could come.
Of course. Am I calling you Jesus?
You can call me Paul. The name of my worldly spirit.
Paul.
Take a seat. A word of prayer. Dear Lord, as your humble servants, we seek your strength in this time of need. As your blessed Son, I seek your sword to wield. As you cast out sinners from the Garden of Eden, we seek to cast out the wicked from the City of Liberty.
Praise be.
A dark cloud has fallen upon this world, dear Lord, and we ask for your strength in lifting it.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, when you first took your Son home, you promised you would send him back. Send him back to earth to punish the sinners once and for all and to reward the believers.
He's with us.
Well, the believers are here, Lord, and we praise your holy name for bringing that promise home and sending your word through my mortal bones. Through my bones, we shall fulfill the prophecies. Lord, bless this meeting. So that when we fight in your name, we can destroy your enemies. Amen.
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 Now, my angels, we talk a council of war. As you all know, the wolf has taken a place of power in the Republic. This is all according to prophecy.
The telling of Ezekiel?
Yes. And who among you doubts that the wolf is the false prophet?
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders.
Great signs and wonders. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes, he has shown wonders. And what can the citadel be but a wonder to fall down around their false crown? And who in this great world can doubt the trials and tribulations which we have all had to suffer?
Oh,
The time has been prepared for the coming of Jesus, my coming. Since those days, we call the breaking.
Lord, we greet your return in open arms.
We take the fight back to the hands of the sinners. The sinners who brought the downfall of this world, and the sinners who rejoice in the chaos brought about by God's holy wrath.
Yes.
Will you stand with me, strong as God's blade?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes, Paul.
Lucian, you are new to us, but I need to know. I have your heart.
What are we doing?
We're fighting those who have done this to you.
The ones who got Don?
The ones who have gotten so many poor souls.
Yeah, I'll stand with you.
Good. Then let's talk about where we strike.
Corinth in Saul's encampment. Prophets' rebels have struggled to fit in with their new hosts. The bad blood spills over.
When Saul took in prophets' men and mixed them with his, you could see it wouldn't work. Prophets' people were buzzing around, still humming the nonsense about stopping the Republic, hoping that we would actually go out and try to save him. Save him! Save a man who left us to die when the weather got hot. There was nothing there to save. John Prophet and all he stood for no longer mattered. Things had changed. A new order was coming. A new mission. A greater cause. It was all going to play out like this. It was just the way things were meant to be.
With you, you Republic scum!
Watch your tongue, worm.
But I saw you. You just took her.
And what's to stop me?
We're better than this. We're fighting for a cause.
We're fighting for what we're told to fight for.
Mercenaries, then.
We don't answer to you.
Screw off.
What is the meaning of this? Are we having trouble getting along?
He took a woman for the sport of it.
Quiet! No one answers to you.
Saul, we're under your protection.
Yes, you're under my roof and my rules prevail. You, what's your name?
Farrell.
Farrell, what's this accusation?
Lies, sir.
Lies. And what about the violence?
He attacked me.
Without provocation?
Yes, sir.
He lies!
Silence! When Prophet fell, who among you expected to live through the day? Anyone? Is there a soul among you who expected to avoid death by the hands of the New Republic when they came as liberators to this pathetic excuse of a city? Anyone? No! Not a soul. Because to resist the Republic, to resist the change, means to die. To follow John and his idiot ways means to die. But you have not let go of him, have you?
But you yourself said where...
We have a chance to remake society. An opportunity granted for the first time in a millennia. And you fools are following a headstrong idiot to your death!
But the Republic...
This is not about the Republic! Who among you believes in the Republic?
What?
In this world, you find wolves and sheep. Which are you?
Saul.
For in the coming days, there will be those who join and those who die. And nothing will stand in our way.
The Republic. We've got to stop the Republic!
The Republic is nothing! Dinosaurs roaring as the meteors rain down. The new world belongs to the young! To the wolves! Who among you are wolves?
We are.
No.
No?
I... No. No, we have a cause.
I will be.
Me also.
You were the first wolf, Zeke. No need to flatter me.
But... Zeke, no!
Shut up, worm! And so we see how the cards fall. Two strong, one weak. Very well. Lynch the man!
Did... What?
Lynch the man!
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 No, no, please!
The man!
Please!
You'll pay for your treachery!
Lynch the man!
Lynch the man!
The Cleansed, made possible by Audible. Visit thecleansed.com for full cast and crew credits. Original episode art, character bios, behind the scenes video, and more. The Cleansed is a Final Rune production. Find more free audio stories at www.finalrune.com. That's FINALRUNE.com.
That was The Cleansed, Episode 6, The Crossing, by Final Rune Productions. Before that was Deck Gibson and the Plutonia Man by Decoder Ring Theater. For more information and episodes from these two groups, visit thecleansed.com and decoderringtheater.com. And that's it for tonight. Don't forget, we have one more day for you to send in your auditions by email. Then it's time for cast decisions to be made. You can find info about auditioning by email through our webpage at midnightaudiotheater.com. And if you have any questions regarding auditions or just want to send us a message, let us know at midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com or by sending us a message on our Facebook page. We'll be back again next week with more Decoder Ring Theater and Final Rune Productions. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. Thanks for tuning in. BBC World News is up next.